Equifax CEO Richard Smith is stepping down in the wake of the largest data breach in U.S. history. Meantime, the investigations by the top law enforcement officers of Pennsylvania and dozens of other states are continuing. Fines for violations of Pennsylvania laws could reach as high as $5 billion. 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin spoke with State Attorney General Josh Shapiro.
What's your reaction, first of all, to the stepping down of the Equifax CEO?
The breach is outrageous, and their corporate behavior in the wake of the breach is outrageous. Look, the moment I heard about this data breach, I immediately directed my Bureau of Consumer Protection to launch an investigation into Equifax and also to reach out to other state attorneys general to get them to work with us, you know, together in a bipartisan way. It's up to 47 states, and we will get to the bottom of this breach. We will hold Equifax accountable. We will change corporate behavior going forward.
What is the authority that you and your colleagues, other attorneys general, have? Or is it sort of pushing it forward and it's up to the feds to do
something? No, this isn't us urging anybody to do anything. This isn't us, you know, just trying to make noise for a federal investigation. We have direct oversight responsibility for the people of Pennsylvania, in my case, and the other 46 AGs for their states and territories. We have laws on the books here in Pennsylvania that, you know, will determine whether or not Equifax violated about notice, for example, of a data breach. And if, in fact, they violated it, you know, the people of Pennsylvania should be in a position to recover for that.
We have heard about 143 million people have had their accounts breached or may have. Any idea about how many Pennsylvanians might have been affected?
5.4 million Pennsylvanians were affected.
And we're talking nearly, well, about 40% of the population.
Well, yes, but if you look at it a little bit further and you look at the adult population, it's about 75% of the adult population in Pennsylvania had their data compromised as a result of this Equifax data breach. But at the end of the day, my job is to protect those 5.4 million Pennsylvanians who had their personal data put at risk and to recover for the people of Pennsylvania and ensure that something like this doesn't happen again.
What can be done to prevent further breaches? What really can be done to protect us?
Let me kind of put it in two buckets for you. What comes out of a lot of these data breach cases, and again, we've never seen one, the magnitude of Equifax. I mean, this is the largest data breach in the history of our country. But the reforms, changing corporate behavior, as I said before, will be a big part of this. Making sure that systems, both technologically as well as from a personnel perspective, are put in place to more effectively protect your data. That's sort of one bucket. The second bucket is we have a state law that requires disclosure when there's a breach, as soon as it is reasonable. If we find that there was a violation of state law, that carries with it a $1,000 fine per person and a $3,000 fine per senior citizen. So when you aggregate that together, 5.4 million people with those fines that already exist in state law, you're looking at, you know, a potential massive recovery for Pennsylvania.
Is the main question, what is reasonable? And that seems to be kind of vague. So who determines whether that's reasonable?
It took them 6 weeks from the time that they acknowledged that there was a data breach until they told the public about it. Except we're now learning that maybe they knew about it before that 6 week time period, which is why last week we hit them with another subpoena demanding information that will help us figure out the timetable as to when this breach actually occurred, when they knew about it, and then when they ultimately reported. At 6 weeks, you know, I think it's questionable whether it's reasonable. If it's any longer than that, then it is likely unreasonable that they did not share that information with the public.
Mr. Shapiro, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on.
Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.